the Trader Cop Crypto Podcast Weekly Highlights.
People say, well, I often see, not all people obviously, but I often see people say this is not normal market activity. But it is for this market.
You know that it's not just about holding and waiting, all right? And if that's the way you still want to do it, that's fine. Hopefully you're not one of these people that are really worried at the moment, because you've got your plan, you're going to stick to it, and it is what it is. You know, if you're going to be a hodler, you're going to have to go through these periods of pain.
They're very happy to just go, I just want to buy these tokens and everything goes straight up and I'm worth $1 million. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the real world. This is not how it works. You've got to put in the hard yards. You've got to take the good with the bad. You've got to be educated and be able to manage your emotions in this space. Just because you think the market's going to bounce back up doesn't mean that it will. The market can and will go lower. The market can and will go higher. And what we're seeing at the moment is that it is going lower. Accountability is the most important asset you've got if you choose to use it.
The thing you've got to ask yourself is, are the businesses, the companies, the tokens, whatever it is that you put your money into, are they doing their job? Are they pulling through? Are they pushing to do what they said they would do?
And this is something that I've heard over and over again. Oh, you know, it's so unfair. If I found out about Bitcoin in 2011, I would have bought a lot and I'd be worth lots and lots of money. And, you know, it's just people got lucky. Well, no, they didn't get lucky because, as you know, there were traders back in 2011. They bought at $1 and they sold at $4, and they thought they were geniuses because they made 4x their money.
Bitcoin goes down, Bitcoin goes up. It has done this for a very, very long time. There are a lot of great people in this space. Blockchain is not going anywhere.
That trade plan was to scale out at 1-to-1, so minimize my risk first and foremost, and then leave the rest for a hedge. And that's what I've done. You can't, if it's going to go up that fast, it can also come down that fast. Like you can't pick and choose what you want to do. Like markets are markets. It's a war between buyers and sellers. You need to understand that these are your choices. This is your understanding. This is up to you to move around within this market. Is it all over? Not in my view, and not in the view of any of the people within the space that have got very large brains, much bigger than mine, and big companies and big bank balances.